AB2HXS, mobile listening.
4HKX, where are you listening for, Dave?
Hey, what's going on, Patrick? How are you? I got your text the other day. Man, got a little cold up there, huh?
It hadn't warmed up a whole lot all weekend. It finally got above freezing today.
Yeah, we're sitting about, I think, 42 or 43 degrees right now in this area. And it's not going to drop like it did. But I think we're going to be back in more normal temperatures by the end of the week.
It is what it is. I'm waiting on my new weather station to get the temperatures down where it's supposed to be, so I don't know what it is right now outside.
Oh, you got your new weather station. What'd you get?
Nothing too crazy. The wife got me one of the new LaCrosse technology ones.
Well, I want to put one up on my tower or somewhere outside my house. Is it wireless or is it wired?
Temperature is wireless, but it doesn't do rain or any of that stuff. So it's just indoor and outdoor temperature and barometric pressure.
Was that picture you showed me, or is that something else?
And I've had for a couple of years now in the bedroom. I'll send you a picture of it.
Yeah, I want to get the weather station for my house if I could. You know, wind direction and all that kind of stuff. And I don't know what the good ones are. I want to get something decent.
Davis makes some real good ones, and there's some other one, I can't remember the name of it. I'll have to look it up again. But this one doesn't do wind or rain.
Yeah, I'd like to get one that at least does wind and rain.
Those are nice, but, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I need to know how much rain we're getting.
You know, maybe can you get the wind and no rain, or did they kind of come together? Yeah, no big deal. I'll find one eventually.
Is there scratching on your end?
It's weak where I don't think it should be weak. I'm on Wade Hampton right now by Supra Road here, and it's wavering a little bit.
Static on my end.
Crossband repeat, or are you indirect?
Crossband repeat, but I come in here and turn the other radio on, and it is doing the same thing.
Actually, it's not too bad. I mean, it's nothing that I would complain about. I mean, it's probably the cold weather, too.
It looks like it's across the band on the scope, though.
Yeah, it could be conditions. I know the conditions got real bad when that cold weather started blowing in last week, especially on 75 meters. I was listening like, woof. I couldn't pull anybody out of the noise.
A little bit of white noise on your signal, but the repeater is full scale in Anderson, KG4LSL.
I'm on my base station now, so is that any better?
Same white noise that's been happening.
Must be something up here. Then, wouldn't worry too much about it. It's just scratchy when I'm receiving on y'all. I guess y'all are hearing it on that end also, though.
Part of it is a little scratchy on your end, but I mean, it's nothing terrible. We can still understand what you're saying.
Unfortunately.
We're coming.
Hey, it might be time for you to go out and buy a new signal. You know, you got to put some money out there and buy you a good signal.
Quite a bit of money on this one. It just, something up here comes and goes and interferes with it. I don't know what it is. I haven't been able to figure it out.
End of the station, Anderson. Name here is Dave, KB2HXS. What antenna are you using right now? What kind is it, or what brand and model is it?
Tram. Well, no, right now I'm on my beam.
Beam. Wow, that's interesting. I mean, obviously you got to point it in the right direction, correct?
No, it's pointed away from the repeater, but I receive the repeater better in that direction than I do when I aim it right at it. Because if I spin around and aim right at it, I aim right into the mountain.
Interesting. Well, do you have a vertical antenna on VHF, UHF, or what?
My crossband repeat.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right now I'm at the corner of Wade Hampton, waiting to make the left on Buncombe Road here to go home. And it, the repeater, I don't know if the output's down on it, or, I don't know. But every once in a while, you get into a little area where it gets real scratchy, and I lose it, and then I come right out of it again.
Part of Wade Hampton you're on down there, some of it does get scratchy, no matter what.
Well, at Pleasantburg Road, at 291, that gets a little rough down that way. But that's, you know, that's a blockage from Paris Mountain, too.
That's what I was going to tell you, is that's the blockage from Paris Mountain.
You can still hear you, don't worry. But yeah, Sunday I'm going to try and get up on the tower and get that last section up. Hopefully the weather will agree and not rain on me. It'll be in the 60s, so it'll be good weather to do it.
Where'd the other station go? I couldn't remember. I don't remember his name.
This is KB2HXS Bubble.
KO4HKX. I didn't mean to leave him out. Sorry about that.
I'd bit more of a pause for him to jump back in if he wanted it, so no problem. Anyway, yeah, I'll be home here in a couple of minutes. And I got all my heat calls done. Yay!
Hey, I heard you going out Christmas Eve. I don't know if you went out yesterday or not.
No, negative. I saved what I could. Jimmy and I fixed what we could Saturday. In fact, Jimmy's on one right now, the other side of Greenville, over by Cherrydale. I think he just popped me. Let me answer my phone real quick, and I'll get back with you. I'll give you a jingle on the phone later.
That's probably the video and picture I just sent you. KO4HKX.
Hey, yeah, no, Jimmy just sent me a couple of photos. And I got to answer him real quick. So let me get back with him. I'll call you later.
KO4HK, and I'll be clear.
KB2HXS Mobile 73.
KQ4CRG Mobile.
4QM radio check. 4QM radio check.